know, this team is, you know, on a totally different side of the map as was then. It's awesome to see, you know, even being in Miami last year, I'm paying attention to everything that's going on out here. You know, these are my guys. These are my friends, my teammates that I've been with for a long time. And you know, even some of the new guys, you can see why they bring guys like Keon Coleman in here. You know, they bring some of the young Jordan Hancocks in here and the Cole Bishops. And so, you know, I want to, again, just be here to be of service. And again, I'm here to play football too.
Jordan Poyer, one of the now several ex-Bills who are Bills again. Gabe Davis being the most recent that was reported today. Always, often amused by the wording in the tweets by the insiders who get told what's happening and then can just say it and have no competition because the team keeps it just for them. Like Adam Schefter on Gabe Davis. Which was Davis initially will be on Buffalo's practice squad as he continues to recover from last season's torn meniscus and gets ready to return to play. None of the usual kicker, like for me and Rappaport, a veteran signing for a Super Bowl contender.
A big move.
Just like some meaningless last line. But, you know, specific on the injury. And implying, I think, by how it reads to me, that he's really not healthy yet. And,
right.
I mean, Davis has his critics, and I've said on this show a lot, like, just it's sort of strange to me how many Bills fans are among them. I mean, all they did was today sign a 26-year-old big receiver at a position everybody whines about constantly that's had one of the best playoff games in league history. And is like, what, third or fourth all-time or something on playoff touchdown catches, whatever it is. Like, that's all, 26 years old. Not even 26 and a half. You're big on the halves when it comes to ages. I've thought that.
Okay.
I've noticed that.
It's not something I've ever noticed about myself, but, you know, I'm lacking for objectivity.
Well, you're too close to the sun on this one, but not even 26 and a half. Right. Like, why not? So, why not indeed? Like, let's just see what it is, but something I was going to say something else and I forgot. I got caught up in your obsession.
The halves. You got caught up in the halves thing you made up. Yeah,
yes.
That tripped you up.
Yeah,
the untruths you were saying.
It did
repeatedly. Yeah,
the Bills have only one opening week win in a row. So two years ago they lost the Jets. They do have a streak of six in a row. 88-93. All four Super Bowl years and the 2 years prior, they won week one.
Thank you for that.
Ian Harditz ranked the 2025 week one matchups.
All right.
What, is there something just in?
No. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Sorry to you. Sorry to everyone out there. No, I just realized I wasn't completely ready for today's show. It's week one. I don't have the full slate of games open on my browser.
Oh,
I need to get there. I need to. I mean, it's a mouse click away. There it is. But
might need to get us the TV.
Usually, I already looked at that. You want to guess?
Yes. Are there two ones?
Yes.
Jets and Giants.
Yes.
And then four. What's the best game?
Four is pretty good. I think you're going to like four.
I guess I have to look to see who's at four. Then it'll be obvious.
Right. You want me to just tell you or you
no.
want to look? You're going to look. Okay.
Detroit, Green Bay.
Yep.
Obvious.
That's the Fox. No, it's CBS. Excuse me. I assume that'll be Nance and Romo in Green Bay for Detroit and the Packers. Yes, we get the Washington hosting the Giants at 1 o'clock on Fox, and on CBS we'll get Pittsburgh and the Jets.
How original.
Yeah. But I went looking because I've known, like, you know, Friday is a special night. It's a standalone streamer game where there's no, you know, it's not a local game, it's not a Bills game, so we don't get, you know, some alternative. I'm like, yeah, I think that is Friday one of those. I went to look at the Fubo guide to see what football games were coming up, and sure enough, Friday's not listed because it's a Peacock game.
No, it's YouTube.
Oh, it's YouTube, sorry.
YouTube, but it's free.
Oh, well then, so I don't have to go out then. Okay, good. This is informative to hopefully our audience and not just old guys like me.
And my guy, Pete Overzet from the Ship Chasing family, is one of the 17 analysts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's the fantasy analyst for this game.
Well.
The Chiefs-Chargers game we're talking about, right?
Right, right. Friday night, right. Yeah, for some reason I thought, whatever. Not for some reason. I made a mistake thinking that was Peacock, but that's YouTube. Okay.
YouTube, free.
All right. So I don't need a YouTube TV subscription. I can just watch it on YouTube.
Yep.
Okay.
As far as I know.
All right. Good to know. I don't have to go out Friday night.
Jets-Steelers.
Somebody want to, but I don't have to.
No, right. You could
still
decide.
Just choose
you have
to
options.
Do that. Right.
Sounds
yes.
like.
Right.
Jets Steelers. Is that good?
No. No.
I mean, I'm curious. Aaron Rodgers' first game for Pittsburgh, Justin Fields. I'm curious. I think the odds that it's a fun watch are not great. But that's a game that we'll talk about next week, I bet. Like what happens in that game. If one team wins easily, that's a pretty big story. Like if, well, you know, maybe the Jets will just be that terrible and right, Pittsburgh wins 23-10.
But still, if Rodgers looks good, it works according to whatever script Steelers fans or even the Steelers organization have in their heads about how that's going to work for them with Rodgers as their quarterback, and it goes according to that script, that's a good start. It might be mitigated by the fact that you're doing it against the Jets, but we won't know that at the time for sure. But
the Bills play the Jets in week two.
Yeah. 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 I don't mind that. That's not a sexy looking game. I haven't really looked at the other 1 o'clock games. Like, what am I missing out on? Bengals and Cleveland, Tampa and Atlanta, Miami and the Colts. I don't know. Nothing there is really grabbing me.
Yeah.
So the Jets are next week's opponent. I could get a look at them. And I have a curiosity. I'm not optimistic for Justin Fields. I'm not the fantasy player you are, so I'm just not invested in him. I think
until tonight.
I think the jury is in on him, and he's not good, is what I think, and we'll see if that changes. But Rodgers, that's another turn for him in a new place that, has a history of just finding ways to get into the playoffs. So, they're more of a curiosity to me than the
Jets. I'll give you two other games, actually three, that I'm not sure if they were all literally like alternative options for whoever decides at Channel 4. But I think probably I would put two of these games above Jets-Steelers. Although I'm curious about Jets-Steelers. Tampa-Atlanta. No.
I think both of those teams are better than both the Steelers and the Jets.
But would you rather watch that game?
No. No.
No, right?
And it's on Fox anyway, but
yeah, I know. Yeah,
but
didn't account for that.
Right.
Would you rather watch Carolina Jacksonville?
Why would you ask
Travis
me,
Hunter?
Why would
two interesting, kind of fun young teams. Yeah. Maybe the Jaguars aren't exactly young, but Hunter, NFL debut against McMillan, maybe? I like that a little bit. Like, if I'm out, I'll definitely have my eye on that.
Yeah.
I want to see what Tat McMillan can do, what Hunt, how much he plays. Right? Isn't that one of the bigger questions about week one in the league is how much Travis Hunter do we really get? And, I have a great question for you about him, by the way. I've saved it for like a month, it feels like.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Bengals-Browns. What's the better – which game would you rather watch week one, Steelers, Jets, or Bengals, Browns?
Objectively, with no curiosity about the Bills' week two opponent, I think I would say Bengals, Cleveland. But the Steelers, or I already talked about, I'm at least – that's got my attention. I'm curious. And I want to see the Jets just because the Bills play them. But if that was removed, I think I would say Cleveland and Cincinnati. More obviously about Cincinnati than Cleveland. I don't think Cleveland's going to show me anything.
I mean, when was the last good Jets game? What decade was it? The last like fun Jets game? It had to be a couple, I guess, just sort of randomly. I mentioned before, Ian Harditz did this, ranked every game 1-16 from, as he put it, an entertainment perspective. 1, Bills-Ravens. Highest point total of the week in the NFL, by the way, is our game. 2, Thursday.
Sure. Dallas-Philly, yeah.
3.
Is it the Friday night game?
No. Four. Bears Vikings Monday night in Chicago. Why can't I ever, well, at least to this point, warm up to a Bears game in primetime?
Because like, you have eyes and you're 53
years
old.
I have eyes and a memory.
You've been watching football for a long time and the Bears are never good at this.
They're never fun.
It never happens.
Also a curiosity, so is McCarthy.
Yeah.
In Minnesota.
I like that game. I don't know if I like it more than
Green Bay, Detroit.
Yeah, Green Bay, Detroit is really the only other answer, I think. Or Kansas Bay. City Chargers.
Why did Ian put the home teams first? What is he? John Champion? Why is he putting soccer? Why is he putting the home teams first? Detroit at Green Bay. Micah Parsons. You missed that one last week.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Incredible, right?
Yes.
It's incredible.
It's incredible that it happened and that the ownership, which is also the GM in Dallas, is so petty and awful that he intentionally referred to Parsons by the wrong name over and over in the press conference. I mean, like I referenced, he was like the coach with Donahoe. Mm-hmm. In here, like, just no, I'm doing this on purpose. Like, I'm going to call him Michael Parsons over and over in this press conference because I'm so far above him that I don't even need to know his name. Just like, what a disaster.
Yeah.
I did a thing on Friday about how it's just the lowest level of existence as a sports fan when your team's management is so incompetent and spiteful.
They show you their underwear to that extent. You're just right. Like, I didn't need to see that. I didn't need to know that. I'd be better off not knowing or seeing any of this, but here I am. I can't unsee it and unknow it, and wow.
Like, every time you're a Cowboys fan, every time the Cowboys sort of speak up, Jerry Jones speaks up, you're like, wow, it's that bad? It's really that bad?
Yeah.
And
he let you Michael know that Parsons, it is really that bad.
He's excited to tell you how.
Yeah.
Little he thinks of his players. Just so bad.
Really pleased about that division winning parlay I've got with the Cowboys.
You haven't looked at the cash out since that trade? I did one.
An eight legger?
Yes.
All right.
Want to know who's on it?
Sure.
I have no idea. I'll have to go check.
Yeah.
I have to look that up, but I will. I forgot.
I'm pretty sure I have two of them, and I think Dallas is only in the one.
I know the season hasn't started yet. But I'm pretty sure I'm not dead yet. I'm not dead yet.
All right.
Which feels good. I could feel very differently in 1 week.
You'll actually get off to a start.
Yes. All my teams are playing this week. By the way, last on Ian's list, New Orleans, Arizona. Why is he putting the home team first? Who does that? Who started this? Arizona, New Orleans. That was his pick for the worst game of the week. Okay. Ross Tucker coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.